心情很兴奋。
Maggie Holtzberg, folklorist with the Massachusetts Cultural Council. A key part of my job involves traveling throughout the state, where I look for people carrying on folk traditions handed down to them. Such traditions are expressed in a variety of forms, including traditional music, crafts, and dance. These folk traditions are often held most dear by immigrants who have left a homeland but treasure the sounds of home. This is true in the case of master musician Chin June and apprentice Virginia Payne, who are working to preserve the music played on the ancient Chinese zither called the guzheng. On this day, we visit them during a lesson at the Josiah Quincy School in Boston's Chinatown.
My name is Queen. I'm from China. I'm coming here about 7 years ago. Yeah, 7 years ago.
From where in China?
From China. My hometown is Chongqing, but I work in Chengdu. Yes.
Okay. Chongqing is in Sichuan.
Chin June had a vibrant teaching, performing, and recording career in China before relocating to the States in 1997. She currently has over 50 private students. Virginia Payne is one of them, a middle-aged woman who is apprenticing with Chin June through a Massachusetts Cultural Council Traditional Arts Apprenticeship Grant.
My name is Virginia Payne, and actually my Chinese name is Shi Yuling. And I was born in Vietnam, but I'm ethnic Chinese from Vietnam, so both my parents are Chinese. And I speak Chinese at home, and I came here in 1971. Yeah, I always wanted to learn this music instrument. Actually, I bought the instrument about at least like 10 years ago, but never ever had a chance to learn it because I couldn't find a teacher. Yeah, so finally, 4 years ago, a friend of mine who is the president of the GBCCA ensemble introduced me to Miss Qin Jun, and I went to her performance in Harvard Payne Hall, and it just blew me away. She was so good. She's her performance is like so wonderful and so expressive, and it just blew me away. And I knew right away. I said I want to learn from her. She's very good in teaching all the techniques, you know, the basic techniques and everything. But she also teaches how to express yourself. So she's very tough. She's a tough teacher. She's very, very picky, and that's which is I like. I like it because if I don't get any correction or something, I feel like I haven't learned anything. So the more correction, the better for me.
Thank you.
The guzheng is one of the most ancient Chinese musical instruments. Descriptions of it are found in written documents dating from the Qin Dynasty, about 220 BC. The guzheng has played a major role in Chinese opera, chants, and folk music before being influenced by Western music in the 19th century. As part of the zither family, the guzheng strings are arched across small movable bridges. A hollow wooden body resonates with surprising volume.
Usually, traditional instruments are not very popular. Just like, you know, violin or piano is only like certain people would like it and learn it. And but for some reason, the last few years, I've heard that suddenly these instruments have become popular. And a lot of people are starting, you know, are trying to learn these instruments now. Yeah, but usually, you know, usually people learn it from, you know, in the conservatory, you know, they get a music diploma or a music degree and all that, and that those people, those are the people who learn it. That is, again, we're talking about the, you know, talking about China in the communist era. That's how people get the degree in music and all that and become very proficient in these instruments. But on the contrary, in the old time, you can hear, people just learn it from a master, you know, just learn it, you know, in a private lesson from a master, or they just, you know, the skill is passed down from, you know, within the family. You know, from father or from grandfather, yeah. Just like, you know, all other kinds of arts, like martial arts and all that, so passed down and all that. Or you can find a, you know, very famous master and you learn it from them. So people didn't really learn it from, like, a music school or a conservatory like that. So you would hear them play in the park. So these people, they would get together, they admire each other's skills and music, and they would get together and play in the park.
Yeah. And that's until the communist era.
I remember there's a very famous pipa player in Boston. I think she's from Newton, I think. Her name is Wu Man. Pipa is like, it's like a guitar, but except you hold it like straight, you know. And also there's a very ancient Chinese instrument, but probably imported from Persia or something. But anyway, it's beautiful. Another beautiful string instrument, looks like a guitar. But she was telling us when she gave us a talk, and she was telling us that when she was young, of course in the communist era, she go and her father sent her to learn this instrument, you know, in school. But her father would take her to the park and tell her, you know, to go and listen to these people play, and that's how she learned, you know, how to express the real Chinese music from listening a lot to the people from the old time who play. Yeah.
The guzheng can convey an amazing range of emotions. In addition to expressing the very essence of Chinese culture, the instrument provides Virginia Payne balance in her life. In fact, we caught up with her at the Hewlett-Packard plant in Marlborough, where she works in the high-tech industry.
Computers, what's your work?
Oh, I'm a software engineer. Okay. Software engineer, yeah, very stressful. Yeah, you see me running around crazy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So what does music do for you?
Well, I'm a software engineer, so I spend like a very stressful day all day and all that, and also that's the more like the, you know, cerebral part of me, you know, during the day. But then I would love to, so when I get home, I would love to use my time with music and something that would be more soothing, or something that, you know, that would represent the emotion part of me, or my heart and soul.
This has been the seventh in a series exploring folk arts and heritage in Massachusetts. This segment was produced with the help of intern Catherine Moore. For more information, visit massculturalcouncil.org. And if you know of a cultural treasure in your community that we should know about, please call us at 617-727-3668.
Commonwealth Journal is a weekly production of WUMB-FM Radio at the University of Massachusetts Boston. This special series was developed in cooperation with the Massachusetts Cultural Council. Funding has been provided by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts. Our engineer is Dave Palmatier. Danielle Knight is our assistant producer. Lisa Hickler is our associate producer, and our executive producer is Patricia Monteith. I'm Barbara Neely. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at 617-287-6913 or on the web at wumb.org/Commonwealth Journal. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next week for Commonwealth Journal.